Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello, and welcome to another AMGU Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and today I'll be answering the question, does size really matter? Now, before the ladies start getting excited or guys start getting quite indignant, I'm going to clarify. I'm talking about smartphone screen sizes. Today, the fashion is for phones to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's got to the point where perhaps they don't even fit in people's pockets anymore. And the main reason for this is because the vogue is to have a very, very large touchscreen on your smartphone. But why is this? What is it about a large screen that makes a phone so desirable as opposed to smaller screens? Are there ever occasions when a smartphone with a larger screen can be said to be better than a smartphone with a smaller screen? What kinds of benefits do large screens offer over their smaller brethren? Who would benefit from one of these large smartphones? And what kinds of sizes of screens would be considered to be big enough? Finally, how about smaller smartphones? Does this mean that they are now defunct, useless, not necessary? So all of these questions are the topics for today's podcast, and I'll tackle those and a little bit more as we go along. So let's begin with looking at why larger is now more desirable. If you remember back to the 80s, for those listeners who are old enough, you'll probably remember films like Wall Street. In the film Wall Street, Michael Douglas plays a character called Gordon Gekko, and the typical phone he had was the huge blocky 80s-style mobile phone, which basically comes in its own suitcase. And in those days, this was considered really cool, and there was no other choice other than to have these enormous mobile phones, because that's simply how big they were. But over time, the fashion changed, and phones got smaller and smaller and smaller, and this ended up with phones like the Motorola Razr and StarTAC, so this would have been late 90s, early 2000s kinds of times, when phones reached their kind of zenith of being small. And you also had a bunch of small Nokias, which were tiny, tiny feature phones, even fitting within your palm with tiny, tiny buttons. And I remember not even being able to press one button at a time, hardly. Maybe that's because I've got big fingers, I don't know. But it was really difficult to use them because they were simply so small. And that sort of Japanese style of very savage miniaturization became very much the vogue. And then with the advent of the smartphone, and I guess the Apple iPhone really kicked that off and made them very, very mainstream in some ways, then we started to see phones getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Today, the current smartphone flagships are coming in at around 6 inches of touchscreen. If I'm talking current phones, I'm talking about something like the Google Nexus 6, also, there's the Samsung Galaxy Note 4, and all of these phones are either about 6 inches or just below. When you bear in mind that the original iPhone was just 3.5 inches, that means that today's modern iteration of what a smartphone's supposed to be like at its best means that they've almost doubled in size in about 5-6 years. And a large driver behind this is, of course, fashion, because nothing moves with the times like electronic consumer items. Of course, they're really fashionable and people want to have the latest smartphone with the latest features or gadgets or screen size. So definitely fashion. And being here in Asia, we're in China, remember, there's no better reminder than why people buy things for fashion than perhaps when you see people on the street in China, because it's very, very desirable to have bigger and better items than your friends or your family or your colleagues. And it's seen as very cool to have something which is different because it's larger. And this goes not only for phones. And in China, we're seeing that there's a huge amount of the larger Android phones around. And of course, the iPhone 6 Plus as well, which is immensely popular. And these are really expensive phones for normal Chinese people to buy. Yet they're still willing to fork out the money to do that because it's very desirable to them for the reasons I just said. But not only is it a fashionable thing, but I think the way that we've used smartphones and the way that we continue to change our use of them is one of the driving forces behind why now large screen sizes are becoming the norm and indeed very, very important to the average smartphone user. So let's look at our changing smartphone use habits for a second. If I refer to a study done of American smartphone owners who've ever used their smartphone for different activities, 97 and 94% have used their smartphone to make calls and send or receive SMS text messages. And you'd expect that because that's the primary function of a phone. However, more surprisingly, 90% of them take pictures with the phone's camera, 83% browse the internet, and I think that's a very key one for large screen size, and then a little bit less, but still huge amounts of people, at 63% of people are using social networking sites, 57% play games, 56% watch videos, and then another 55% and 54% add photos to social network sites and listen to downloaded music. There are other functions like streaming online radio, which comes in at 44%, which again typically is becoming really popular with people listening to things like podcasts or radio direct from their smartphone. So if you compare this to phone use from around just 10 years or even less than a decade ago, when people would literally only use their mobile phone for making calls and sending texts, it's a vast, vast difference in use. This huge change is really, it's a gulf of change because now we're using our smartphones as miniature portable computers, which of course is what they're supposed to be. One might say that mainly it's going to be kids who are boosting these numbers, and I think there's some truth in that because of course younger smartphone users are always going to be more tech savvy and are going to use their devices for the full range of capabilities such as playing games, streaming music and etc., which perhaps older users wouldn't have time to or be interested in doing. However, in the same study of suburban mums in America, who are probably amongst the busier members of society in many ways, 67% of them still browse the internet on their smartphones. So that's still a huge amount of people that are not children who are using their smartphones as a portable computer and making the full use of their features. If you're used to browsing the internet, for example, on your home computer, on your home PC, then your home PC is probably going to have a screen size of somewhere around 12 to 15 inches. That's huge compared to even a 6-inch smartphone. But of course, a laptop isn't something which typically you'd want to always browse the internet or watch movies on when riding the bus or sitting on the subway, for example. It's bulky, it's heavy, it's inconvenient, it's really good for the desk or perhaps putting on your lap when you're sitting on the couch, but it's not something that you'd want to use day in, day out. Whereas a 6-inch smartphone, which is much smaller and lighter, yet has the same capabilities in terms of power and its ability to browse the internet, of course, trumps them on convenience, hands down, any time. And hey, you know, 6 inches is a pretty good size. Keep it clean, guys, because that's kind of the size of a hand. And so if you were watching a YouTube clip or if you're reading a web page, you know, you might want to swap that phone around to landscape mode so the screen will switch and then you've got a wider view. Actually, that's going to be absolutely fine for reading news or watching videos and something like that, you know, if you're commuting. Not to mention that, of course, by having this larger screen size, you're avoiding eye strain because it's able to display, you know, smaller web pages at a higher resolution. It's able to display them with bigger text, so you're not actually straining your eyes trying to read very small details on a smaller smartphone screen. So although some vanity and fashion might come into someone's decision to buy a huge 6-inch phablet, which many people call them, which is a combination phone and tablet, for people who actually want to use the phone to its full capacity, a lot of common sense goes into that decision. And as long as your budget allows you to buy one of these, frankly, quite expensive phones, you're going to benefit because the larger screen allows you to do more easily. And so this brings me into the second question, which I asked at the top of the show, which is, are there occasions when a smartphone with a large screen would be better than its counterpart with a smaller screen? The answer has to be yes, but it depends on what you want to do and if you're ever going to be doing a lot of this activity. I think it's important to remember that the screen is one of the most expensive components of a smartphone, and it also uses the most battery. So there are drawbacks to having a larger screen, mainly financial, and also it affects the size of the phone. And as I mentioned as well, some of these larger phones barely fit in people's pockets now. You know, there was a funny story recently here in China, because with the extreme popularity of the Apple iPhone 6 Plus, which is a huge beast of a phone, they actually had tailors who were adjusting the pockets of people's trousers or coats or jackets. They were making them bigger so people's iPhone 6 Plus could actually fit in their pocket. And that was pretty crazy and pretty funny. And it just shows how overreaching the impact of smartphones is on even what we're wearing now, because they're getting bigger and bigger. You know, you've got to consider that to be a negative, because the bigger the phone, the easier it is to steal, the harder it is to hold with one hand, and these are all drawbacks, no doubt. However, if you are an avid watcher of mobile video, if you enjoy taking pictures, if you like to read ebooks using your phone, then of course the larger screen is going to be better than the smaller screen. But on the flip side, if you're looking to save a bit of money, if you mainly use your phone for very light internet, you perhaps take a couple of snaps now and again, but perhaps you're using it mainly to make calls and receive them, send SMSs, use instant messaging apps like WhatsApp or WeChat, or even use it as a media player, like putting on your music and listening to it like it's an MP3 player. You don't need a huge, huge smartphone to do that, and so you could save yourself quite a lot of money by just going for a smaller screen. But on the other hand, if you do that, you've got to be conscious of eye strain should you start using it more heavily for reading and looking at smaller objects. And speaking of the benefits of larger screens over their smaller counterparts, I've mentioned ebooks, I've mentioned videos, but as I mentioned, going for a larger smart screen is definitely a fashion decision in many ways. And again, kids are really fashionable when it comes to their electronics. You can see a lot of Beats headphones everywhere. Now, Beats headphones are good, but they're actually not the best on the market, yet they're really well marketed and they're cool, so kids are just lapping them up and they love them, even though for the same money they could probably get a better pair of headphones from a different manufacturer. And maybe the same goes for smartphones. Even if they don't exactly need a huge screen, they would prefer that because it's more fashionable. However, if they're avid gamers, which of course many kids are, again, a larger screen is definitely going to be preferable to a smaller screen. And let's not forget people with disabilities, so maybe people with sight problems who can't read small text very well. The larger the screen they've got, the easier it's going to be for partially sighted people to make out what's going on the screen, because it can display a larger font. And so that's definitely going to be beneficial in that sense also. But earlier on, I asked the question as well, what size of screen is actually big enough? I would say that, of course, if you can afford it, the very large phablet phones like the Nexus 6 or the Galaxy Note 4 are an option. But for people with a lower budget, really, going for such a huge screen is going to be extremely hard on the wallet, And it's not really necessary because although you could claim to have the biggest phone compared to all of your friends or family, it's not going to help you that much more than having a phone which is perhaps only half an inch smaller. And by half an inch, you know, you're only talking a centimetre or so. So in real terms, it's not massively or even noticeably smaller. So today we can consider any phone from 5 inches or upwards to be a large screen smartphone. So these are going to give you all the benefits that I spoke about before, such as the ability to watch videos with ease, to really see pictures that you're taking in good quality as you're taking them, to be able to read ebooks, to be able to browse the internet, or maybe even do some work. But if large screen smartphones are so desirable and so useful today, then where does this leave smaller screen smartphones? Does this mean that they're now destined for the scrapyard, for landfill, that it's no use? If you do have a smartphone which is perhaps, say, 4 inches, does this mean that it's no good and you need to upgrade to a huge smartphone? I would say certainly not, because as I mentioned earlier, a larger screen is a lot more power hungry. So if you're in a region where you're not able to readily charge your phone, then having a huge screen smartphone is not going to help you because it's going to demand to be charged more often, as they definitely use a lot more battery. And at this point, it's important to also take a look at what you're actually using your smartphone for. Of course, realistically, we'd all like to be using all of the electrical items that we own to their full capacity to get the best return on our investment, I guess, to get the best value for money. But realistically, a lot of people, perhaps especially older users, although they see some benefit in having a smartphone, they're never going to use it in its full capacity, like using social media all the time or streaming music and things like this. However, a lot of people do get a lot of good use from apps like WhatsApp and other instant messaging apps like Skype. Consider the grandparents in your family. If, and they might well be resistant to it, but if they can be persuaded to have a smartphone, and perhaps you can teach them to use something like Skype, they'd be able to do video chats with you and the kids, their grandkids. And wouldn't they love that? I think a lot of older people, although they are resistant to having a smartphone and say, oh, I don't want to use all of the capacities of it, it's a waste of money. But if they were able to do video chats, especially if you live out of town and they don't get to see the grandkids all the time, then they'd love that. And that would be really fulfilling and, you know, have a good impact on their lives. However, is it really necessary to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a top-of-the-line smartphone with a 6-inch screen for them to be able to do this? And the answer, of course, is no. In that case, having a smaller smartphone, perhaps an entry-level one, which has enough capabilities to do Skype chatting and has a large enough screen, because it's still going to have a screen of around 4 inches or so, which is big enough if on landscape mode to display, you know, a good video chat very, very clearly, wouldn't that be perfect for them? Because the grandparents would be able to gain something which they didn't have before, which is the ability to video chat, and they wouldn't be worried about the cost of the phone. On the other hand, perhaps you're just somebody who wants a phone and you might occasionally check your email, you might occasionally send a message via WhatsApp, you might occasionally log on to Facebook, but actually you're not massively interested in a huge amount of the capabilities that smartphones have to offer. Maybe you don't take a lot of pictures, maybe you very, very rarely watch YouTube videos, or at least when you're mobile, maybe you would just watch those at home on your desktop PC. And that's fine. But again, what's the point in you spending all of that money on a huge, huge smartphone when a smaller smartphone can do everything that you need and it's going to save you battery, so you're not going to be inconvenienced by charging all the time. It's going to save you money because it's cheaper and it's pocket-sized and portable. So there you have it, folks. My answer to the question, does size matter, is it depends. And of course, this means it depends on what do you need a phone for, what are you going to be using it for the most, And is it important for you to have a phone which is very, very fashionable? To recap, a large screen smartphone would be considered these days to be anything above 5 inches or so, up to around 6 inches. They're very, very strong if you love to watch video, if you love to read a lot, and if you love to play games. However, they're a lot more expensive, and they're definitely a lot more battery hungry. So if you're not an avid consumer of mobile data and you're not always using your phone when you're out and about, then a smaller smartphone, so that's it, that's one with a screen from anywhere between about 4.5 down to 3.5 inches, is going to be perfect because they're cheaper, the battery lasts longer, and they can still do everything that a larger screen can do, but they just lend themselves to simpler tasks which you might be doing, such as sending a message, listening to music, or using chatting apps like WeChat or Skype. So which side of the fence are you on when it comes to the debate of if large is better than small? Do you prefer a huge smartphone screen, or are you perfectly happy with a smaller one? Let us know by leaving a comment on the podcast page. And if you did enjoy this podcast, please remember to like it and share it on your Facebook or on your other social media using the buttons available, because that helps spread the word and helps other people to come and listen to the AmGoo podcast as well. And I hope that if you're enjoying it, perhaps your friends might too. Don't forget to visit us at www.amgoo.com. for a load of cool blogs about everything that's going on in the mobile world. And take a look at the catalogue of unlocked Android smartphones from AmGoo, many of which are above the magic 5 inches, but are also very, very affordable. So that's it for today, folks. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you next time at the AmGoo podcast.